Hello everybody, welcome back to this channel called Solopreneur. Last week I had introduced a topic called NLP series. So right from this week, we're going to start the podcast number one, which is called Take Charge of Your Mind. If you haven't yet watched about this NLP series and the introduction about NLP, which is called Neuro-Linguistic Programming, I will be giving the link in the description. Make sure you watch that video, and this is like continuation of the episodes. So let me give a very quick recap about NLP. N stands for neuro, which deals about your brain. L stands for linguistic, the way of communication to your brain. That is so important, how you can communicate to your brain and what language you're using it. P stands for programming, how you can program into your brain. And before starting this episode, I would like to start with a small quote. You can only win if your mind is stronger than your emotion. So when I wanted to start this episode, I'm really curious and I'm really excited to start it, because how you can take charge of your mind. I'll give you a very quick, simple formula to keep this in your mind. E plus R equal to O. E stands for event. R stands for reaction. O stands for outcome. So what is called all about event? Event means it is like whatever happened to you. For example, I born as a girl. It is an event. It had happened. So it is the external influence. I cannot do anything about it. And I born in India. So it is an event. It had happened to me. So I never thought I would be born in India or I would be born in China. I never had even a small clue about it. So these are all called external influences, which takes place only 10% of your life. So let me give you a very personal example what it happened in my life. There is an event which happened in my life called I lost my dad when I was at 14 years of age. So it is an event which had happened to me. So it is a natural death. Okay, so what I can do for that? So second, which is called reaction, how I can react to it? I can react into two sides. One is positive and other is negative. Let's talk about negative thing. So as soon as I heard that my dad is no more, so what I can do it? Yes, I can end my life. Because you all know that daughters would be very bad for their dads, and they are the real heroes for us. So when you heard the thing, when you heard the news, you would be very depressed, mental illness. You cannot digest the thing which had happened to you. So you itself will make sure to somehow, I need to die because I cannot live without him, because we will be so dependent on fathers, especially girls. So I can end my life. So that is the negative impact where I can do it. Okay, positive. It's okay. As soon as I heard the news, it's okay to cry. It's okay to get depressed for about 6 months. It's okay that I'm taking a break from my life for about six months to one year. But what's next? I need to look after myself. I need to look after my family. I need to get back. Right, this is the internal influence. How you influence yourself into the positive thing. That deals about 90% of your life. So event will happen only 10%, and your reaction, which takes place like 90%, how you react to that event, that really plays a very major role. And next will be your outcome. So that's what I said, E plus R is equal to outcome. So this is how you need to take charge of your mind. You need to be aware of what is happening externally, and you need to be aware about what you're going to do internally. So thus, the reaction plays a very major role in one's life. Take it positively and move towards your goal. So I just wanted to give you my personal example so that you would be taking charge of your own life, own decisions, and the way of your own pers-